WMRA News, I'm Bob Levikin. Federal officials say construction may resume on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. A Florence-related tornado kills one person near Richmond. And 6th District candidates Klein and Lewis meet in their first debate Monday, despite the rains from Florence. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, September 18th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Federal officials will allow construction to resume on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline weeks after work was halted when a federal appeals court threw out two key permits. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission announced the change in a letter on Monday to Dominion Energy, the project's lead developer. Last month, a three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had concluded that a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service permit was, quote, arbitrary and capricious regarding its effect on 5 threatened or endangered species. Last week, the service issued a revised opinion, and the National Park Service issued a new permit for crossing the Blue Ridge Parkway. The 600-mile natural gas pipeline is planned to start in West Virginia and run through parts of Virginia and North Carolina. The National Weather Service has confirmed what they call 2 small tornadoes in the Richmond area and a possible 3rd. One person was killed following a likely tornado touchdown south of Richmond Monday evening. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, much of the Richmond area was under a tornado warning on Monday as the remnants of Florence moved through the area.
A building just off Hall Street has been almost destroyed, one man killed in the collapse. Huge sheets of metal roofing were strewn throughout the neighborhood. Jennifer Hall lives just around the block.
It was an industrial building, and it's a flooring company, so they had it goes all the way up, probably a third to a half a mile away.
Those big metal sheets.
Yeah. They're in people's yards.
Speaking to the press, Chesterfield Fire spokesman Jason Elmore says it's a blessing more people weren't killed.
You know, there were plenty of people that were in this warehouse and building working, and we didn't have any more injuries or deaths. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out with the family of the lost individuals.
According to the National Weather Service, 4 to 5 storms produced tornadoes in the area Monday afternoon and evening. They'll be doing surveys across Chesterfield, Richmond, Henrico, and Eastern Powhatan all day Tuesday to determine how many tornadoes touched down and what the intensities were. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Virginia has spent almost $60 million in the past 2 weeks on prep and response for Florence. That figure was delivered to lawmakers in Richmond Monday. Mallory Nopain was there and has more.
A week ago, Virginia was in the crosshairs of a Category 4 hurricane. Governor Ralph Northam called for a mandatory evacuation in parts of Hampton Roads, and the state set up emergency shelters. Republican lawmaker Chris Jones, chairman of House Appropriations, had no criticism for that decision, even though the shelters and other response activities have come up with an almost $60 million price tag.
Good news is we do have the cash reserve fund that we've established.
That's correct.
And, the governor did what he thought was the right thing.
Many of those resources have now been shifted south, where the storm has had greater impact. Aubrey Lane is Secretary of Finance for Virginia.
I expect my counterparts in South Carolina and North Carolina are going to have this number in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Virginia doesn't set aside money specifically for weather-related emergencies, and even though the federal government often reimburses most of those costs, that sometimes takes years. Lane suggested to lawmakers that it might be time for Virginia to start budgeting for more events like Florence. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Well, despite Florence, the candidates competing to replace Republican Bob Goodlatte in the 6th District met for their first debate on Monday. Republican delegate Ben Klein and Democrat Jennifer Lewis squared off at Spotswood High School near Harrisonburg. Klein emphasized his years of legislative service. Lewis focused on her work as a mental health professional and her longtime opposition to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The candidates also emphasized their differences on issues from the campaign trail, including the minimum wage, Medicaid expansion, and immigration, and President Trump's wall. But they agreed, up to a point, that Trump's tariffs are bad and hurt farmers. The 6th is a conservative district stretching from Roanoke through the Shenandoah Valley to Warren County. Finally, 6th District Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte is no fan of marijuana, but he's being applauded by some marijuana advocates. Virginia Public Radio's Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Bob Goodlatte may be retiring, but he's going out with a bang. As the chair of the powerful House Judiciary Committee, he turned heads by ushering through the first ever bill to relax the federal constraints on testing marijuana. The legislation passed unanimously out of his committee, which Goodlatte intended by keeping it narrow in scope.
No matter where each of us may fall on the issue of marijuana, this bill takes a reasonable and balanced approach toward ensuring marijuana can study by qualified researchers and institutions in a controlled manner to determine whether those substances have actual legitimate medical uses.
Currently, only the University of Mississippi is allowed to grow marijuana that can then be tested by groups with federal research grants. The new bill would force the Attorney General to at least approve 2 other grow sites, though the Department of Justice could approve up to 25 new sites. Goodlatte says he's open to whatever is found.
The science derived from this research could improve the lives of citizens and even save lives. We should not be afraid of science.
There's no date scheduled for a vote on the bill in the whole House, but some Republicans are pushing party leaders to bring it up before the election in order to appeal to the large part of the electorate who polls show overwhelmingly support marijuana. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.